المحاضرة الثالثة إن شاء الله يوم الخميس راح يكون كمان عن نفس الموضوع تقريبا اللي هي الـ HBO Oxygen Dissociation. Okay. Yes. Myoglobin. This is the myoglobin. Myoglobin, hemoglobin, cytochromes, they all contain heme. The center of the heme is iron. And the function of the iron is binding oxygen. The general rule is one heme or one iron, one oxygen. One heme can bind only a maximum of one oxygen. This is the general rule. This is why, as you can see, the red color in myoglobin is the heme. Myoglobin has one heme. This is why it can store or bind one oxygen only. Ashwab. So this is the structure of myoglobin. Myoglobin is a heme containing protein. So it is a protein, a polypeptide made up of 153 amino acids. How many amino acids? 153 amino acids arranged in 8 segments from A to H, as you can see, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and the last one is the H. In a globe, nearly globular caraway shape. The heme, as you can see, directly binds to which segment? F. And faces which segment? E. This is where the heme resides. So myoglobin is made up of how many amino acids? 153. Arranged in how many segments? 8. From A to H. 80% of myoglobin is alpha helix. Is alpha helix. The function of myoglobin is to store the oxygen released from hemoglobin and facilitate its diffusion inside the cells. The compartments of the cells. Clear? So from here, it takes the oxygen released from hemoglobin. So it has higher affinity for oxygen than hemoglobin. This is a major point. So myoglobin has higher affinity for oxygen because it binds the oxygen released from hemoglobin, store it mainly in the heart muscle and skeletal muscles, and release it once needed. So this is the hemoglobin, myoglobin, sorry. As you can see, just let us say more, the heme is directly bonded with F segment, specifically to amino acid number 93. F segment, also we call it F8 or بروكس. يا بنات بنات هناك لفوتن رجاء ثاني مرة بتوقفين وبتستأذن بعدين بتفوتن. مش مفتوح القاعة لأي وقت. الشباب اللي هناك والله بنت اللي عند هذا سكرين الباب لو سمحت. رجاء أي طالب متأخر مش باب مفتوح تدخل وتطلع ما في. So the heme, as we said, is directly bonded with which segment? F segment. Specifically to which amino acid? Histidine, we call it proximal histidine. Or the amino acid number 93. Because if you start numbering from A segment, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, histidine will be number 93. But if you start numbering from the F segment, the histidine will be F8. So it has three names. We call it proximal histidine, F8, or the amino acid number 93. Binds directly with what? With the heme. As you can see here, It faces, as we said, the heme faces which segment? E segment. And it faces another histidine, which we call it histidine number 64. E7 or number 64, or another name, distal histidine. So we have two histidine here, if you can remember. The proximal means the closer one and the distal one on the E segment. So as you can see, this is the heme. It binds directly with the proximal histidine number 93 or FA and faces another histidine, which is the distal histidine or histidine number 64 or E7. The E7 or the distal histidine does not bind with the heme. No binding. But it helps to make hydrogen bond with the oxygen that binds there and keep the oxygen in place. So the heme directly binds with the proximal histidine, but no direct bond with the distal histidine. So what is the function of distal histidine? Hydrogen bonding with the oxygen and help keep it in place. So we will continue in the structure of the heme. So myoglobin is a polypeptide, a protein made up of how many amino acids? 153, nothing more to say. Now we will study the structure of the heme, the one we studied in the first year. This is the structure of the heme. The building block of the heme, we call it biral ring. It is made up of four carbon atoms, 1, 2, 3, 4, and nitrogen, the fifth. When four biral rings, see? When four biral rings, they come together, they form the porphyrin ring. They will form the porphyrin ring. They bind with each other through the CH, which we call it alpha methylene bridge. So what is the building block for heme? Biral ring. When four biral rings, they attach through alpha methylene bridge, they form porphyrin ring. When the heme, when the iron come in the center, now we call it heme. When the iron come in the center of porphyrin ring, now they form the heme. Clear? Now, heme makes six coordinated covalent bond. How many? Six. Four with the nitrogen of porphyrin ring. The fifth with what? The fifth with the proximal histidine, and the sixth one with the oxygen. So this is the thing. As you can see, this is the porphyrin, this is the iron. It makes four bonds with the nitrogen of porphyrin ring, the fifth with the proximal histidine, and the sixth one with the oxygen. This is how it's coordinated. This is another thing, as we said. This is the E segment. See the distal histidine. The distal histidine there. This is the distal histidine. It does not bind directly with the heme, but hydrogen bonding with the oxygen and keep it in its place. Clear? This is the structure of myoglobin, which is very closely structured or similar with hemoglobin. Only some differences as we will see. But in general, this is the general structure of myoglobin and hemoglobin with little bit of differences as we said. See here, this is myoglobin, globular nearly. At the entrance of oxygen, there is two amino acids, valine and phenylalanine. the brown one, they are hydrophobic. They help in forming a bucket like for the entrance of oxygen. And because also they are hydrophobic, they prevent the water from entering and oxidizing the oxygen inside. Clear? Always, this is general for proteins in our blood and so on. When the protein folds, all hydrophobic amino acids, they will reside inside. While hydrophilic, outside to make a hydrogen bond with the water, thus it can be transported with the blood. Otherwise, the hydrophobic molecules, they will be very hard, as you know, for transportation. Hemoglobin. Hemoglobin, its main function is transportation of oxygen from the lungs to different tissue. Each hemoglobin is made up of four polypeptide chains, alpha 1, alpha 2, beta 1, beta 2. And each chain has a heme. This is why a single hemoglobin can fold. And see the huge number. Just imagine that one RBCs, one red blood cells, has 270 millions of hemoglobin. See? One hemoglobin has 270 millions of hemoglobins. See how huge the number is. Now, this is the myoglobin, the one we studied. As we said, hemoglobin is made up of two alpha and two beta. See that? Just a comparison. As we said, the myoglobin, how many amino acids?
153.
While alpha chains, alpha globin in hemoglobin is 141. So it is short of how many amino acids? 12 amino acids. So alpha is less in 12 amino acids. Thus, this shortness comes in which segment? In H segment. Where is the H segment? The last. See the myoglobin. This is the H. See the H here. It is short. Second, also lacks the D helix. D helix, see the mouse? This is the D helix. See? D helix, the straight one. See, there is no D helix. See here, it lacks. So, alpha globulin is less than 12 amino acids than the myoglobin. This shortness comes in two segments, the H and the lack of D. While beta chains has 146 amino acids, so it is 7 amino acids. And the shortness comes in H helix, as you can see. See that the myoglobin, the last, the H segment is long, while in alpha and beta they are short. This is the differences. Otherwise, the heme structure and the other is similar. And they are globular, and the function of the hemoglobin is transporting, while myoglobin storing and facilitating the diffusion inside the compartment of oxygen. This is hemoglobin. Four polypeptides, two alpha, two beta. And each one has heme. So a single hemoglobin can transport or bind four oxygen. When it is has four oxygen, it is fully loaded. If it has three, 75% and so on. Clear? Now, quaternary structure of hemoglobin. Does the myoglobin has quaternary structure? Why? It's one polypeptide, DNA. Quaternary structure, there is more of polypeptide chains like hemoglobin. See, hemoglobin, as we said, is made up of four polypeptide chains. Quaternary means how these four are arranged. In hemoglobin, dissimilar change their form one dimer. Means alpha 1 binds with beta 1, not with the alpha, not the similar one, dissimilar. So alpha 1, beta 1, they will form dimer 1. Alpha 2, beta 2, dimer 2. So dissimilar globin or polypeptide chains, they form a dimer. See what type of bonds within the dimer? It is hydrophobic. So alpha 1 and beta 1, what type of bond? Hydrophobic. Alpha 2, beta 2, hydrophobic. What type of bond between dimer 1 and dimer 2? This is ionic and hydrogen bonds. Ionic and hydrogen bonds. So quaternary structure, how hemoglobin polypeptide chains or globin are arranged. How they are arranged? Alpha 1, beta 1 form dimer 1. Alpha 2, beta 2, they form dimer 2. What type of bond in the same dimer? Hydrophobic. Between dimer 2 and dimer 1? Ionic and hydrogen bonds. T and R forms. T, it is the tense form. R is the relaxed form. This is the forms of hemoglobin. When the hemoglobin is loaded with oxygen, we call it relaxed form of hemoglobin. So R is short for relaxed. What does it mean, relaxed form? It means that the hemoglobin is loaded with oxygen. It has oxygen. See here. See? When the hemoglobin, this is the hemoglobin, alpha 1, beta 1, alpha 2, beta 2, as you can see. There is oxygen, 1, 2, 3, 4. When oxygen binds the hemoglobin, what do we call this form? Relaxed form, or shortly R form of hemoglobin. So when you read R form of hemoglobin, it means hemoglobin loaded with oxygen. While the tense, or sometimes they call it tight or tense form of hemoglobin, it means that the hemoglobin does not have oxygen binded to it or bonded to it. Clear? So what is the R form of hemoglobin? Loaded with oxygen. And the T form? The hemoglobin with no oxygen bonded to it. RBCs, just short notes here, as we said. RBCs are biconcave shape. See, this is a biconcave shape. See how they are? Why this shape is important for RBCs? For increasing the surface for gas diffusion and flexibility to be able to pass through capillarity. Clear? So as you can see, this is the shape, like my hand here. It is not straight, no, biconcave shape to increase the surface of the RBCs for gas exchange and to give them some flexibility to be able to pass through the blood vessels, the smaller one, capillaries. Carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is toxic. Why it is toxic? One, why carbon monoxide is toxic? First, it has higher affinity for hemoglobin than oxygen. So if you place carbon monoxide and oxygen, carbon monoxide will bind to hemoglobin much faster than oxygen. Second, this is the cause. Why? Why it forms or causes the hydroxy?
More reactive.
It binds to the same place where the oxygen binds. Thus, if it binds, it prevents oxygen binding to hemoglobin. This is why it is toxic. So the problem with carbon monoxide is two. Carbon monoxide has higher affinity for hemoglobin than oxygen, and it binds to the same place where the oxygen binds. See, this is why it is toxic. How to reverse? By giving the patient pure oxygen. Pure oxygen. So why carbon monoxide is toxic? Higher affinity for hemoglobin. It binds to the same place where the oxygen binds in hemoglobin. Just short notes there. Methemoglobin. What is the methemoglobin? See here. This is important. As if you remember, we studied it in the second year also. In the cytochromes. In the cytochromes. I wanted to drink and cytochromes. But I mean, that can mean two cytochromes.
Those are small enzymes. Enzymes اللي بيبقى عليها ايرون تبايند
نفس الموضوع نفس الله هيم كونتيننج بروتين هيم كونتيننج بروتين اند اولويز ذا هيم كونتيننج بروتين شو الفانكشن تاعته
اوكسيدايزنج ايجنت
تعطيني ايش هذا
تربط مع الاكسجين
بايندينج اوكسجين خلاص whether storing oxygen or transporting oxygen or doing the oxidation or whatever but the main purpose of iron or the heme always binding oxygen. Methemoglobin, as you can see, as long as the iron in the hemoglobin is in the ferrous state, Fe plus 2, it can bind oxygen. So a compulsory, a must, that the iron in hemoglobin, myoglobin, or the cytochromes, this is the heme containing proteins, for the heme to bind oxygen, it must be in the ferrous state. Sometimes it is due to ROS, reactive oxygen species, the one we will study in the coming lectures. Sometimes they oxidize the iron to ferric, Fe plus 3. The ferric state is methemoglobin. So what is the methemoglobin? Ferric state in hemoglobin or in the heme in general. Can it bind oxygen? No.
Reactive.
So methemoglobin has Fe plus 3 ferric state. The iron in the heme is Fe plus 3. Can it bind oxygen? No. The iron in the heme must be in the ferrous state, Fe. Plus 2 to bind oxygen. This is why sometimes the ROS, reactive oxygen species, we will study it in the fourth lecture. In Hadar al-Rabi al-Jay, inshallah, rahim nudras, little bit of details about ROS, reactive oxygen species. Sometimes they oxidize the ferrous, converting it into ferric, thus converting the heme into methemoglobin, which can't bind oxygen. But our body has natural defense mechanism to convert methemoglobin back to hemoglobin, the normal one, converting the ferric into ferrous. But what this system is made up of? NADH from glycolysis, cytochrome B5 reductase, and cytochrome B5. Now, simply, ما بدنا الكيمياء ولا بدنا شيء ثاني. You have Fe plus 3. Simply, بالعربي البسيط, how to convert Fe plus 3 to Fe plus 2? By giving the Fe plus 3 one electron, we convert Fe plus 3 to Fe plus 2. بدل ما تكون plus 3 بيجيها الكترون minus 1 بصير ايش؟ plus 2. This is as simple as that. Who gave it this electron? Cytochrome B5. Then cytochrome B5 become one electron less. Then come the cytochrome B5 reductase. It takes electron from NADH and give it back to cytochrome B5. Clear? This is why, what is the source of electrons here? So the source of electrons here is NADH. So as simple as that, it's very simple. Fe, the ferric to ferrous, to convert the ferric to ferrous, there is a need to give the ferric one electron. Who gives this electron? Cytochrome B5. Then cytochrome B5 reductase take one electron from NADH and give it to cytochrome B5. That's it. This is the system and how it works. Binding of oxygen to myoglobin and hemoglobin, allosteric effect. Who can tell me what is the allosteric effect?
يكون في binding site غير عن الactive site نفسه. بيجي إما بيجي molecule برتبط فيه إما بيعمله advance أو بيعمله إثبات أكثر. Allosterically يعني. Without affecting the بغير شكل الactive site sorry. عشان إنه يثبط العملية ويزيدها.
ممتاز يعني بس. See. Hemoglobin, as we said. Hemoglobin, what binds to hemoglobin?
Oxygen.
Oxygen. شو خلاص؟
سبحت
السلافة. Oxygen. يا عين عليك. CO2. لا 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 بسرعة.
CO.
مقارنة. CO2.
لا CO.
لا لا naturally بلاش التوكسيك.
هيدروجين.
هيدروجين ايش؟
ايش كان في المحاضرة اللي قبل انه
هيدروجين ايش؟
هيدروجين بيطلع من البايكربونات.
بايكربونات بيطلع هيدروجين، ايونز، هيدروجين.
بيطلع هيدروجين.
بسم الله بس مكتوب بس. يعني huge difference between hydrogen and hydrogen ion. Huge difference. بروتون بنسميه، بروتون. So see here. Two hemoglobin binds oxygen, CO2, protons. Another molecule, also the one we will study now. We call it 2,3-BBG. 2,3-BBG here. 2,3 bisphosphoglycerate, 2,3-BBG. So until now, four molecules. What is the allosteric effect? See here. The binding of protons, for example, and every one of the molecules, hydrogen ions, CO2, oxygen, BBG, binds to different places in hemoglobin. They don't bind to the same place. But their binding, see the allosteric effect. Their binding, for example, the binding of oxygen to hemoglobin affect the binding of hydrogen ions on other place, on the same hemoglobin. فعندك انت هاد هيموغلوبين. هون شو برتبط؟ Oxygen. هون بمكان آخر شو برتبط؟ Hydrogen ions, protons. But the binding of oxygen on its place affects the binding of hydrogen ions on other place on the same hemoglobin. This is the allosteric effect. The binding of one molecule on hemoglobin affect the binding of other molecules on the other side on the same hemoglobin. Clear? And this one we will study it in more details in the coming lecture. But now 2,3-BBG. What is the 2,3-BBG? See here. 2,3-bisphosphoglycerate. See, by, what do we mean by? Two. Di.
Two, بس بكون ببعد عن بعض كأنه
شو. بغض النظر. بس بالإنجليزي, by or di means two. This is why we can call it 2-BBG or 2,3-DBG. B or D. By or di. Shortly. See here. Why do we call it 2,3? Biphosphate. Because this is the structure of 3 PPG. See, it is made up of how many carbon atoms?
Three.
And the phosphate is bonded to which carbon atom? Two and three. This is why we call this 2,3 biphosphate. It means that the phosphate is bonded to carbon atom number 2 and 3 in the glycerate. From where this molecule comes? It is from glycolysis intermediate. Glycolysis intermediate. See here. For you to understand it, أنا بجوز تدرسوها في الفسيولوجي. شوف معي. 2,3 PPG. It binds to the central cavity. This is the hemoglobin. Alpha 1, alpha 2, beta 1, beta 2. The PPG, 2,3 PPG, binds to the central cavity. Central cavity between beta 1 and beta 2. So it binds what? The central cavity between beta 1 and beta 2. This is very important. So it doesn't bind in the center or to, no, to the central cavity. The space between the four chains, alpha 1, alpha 2, beta 1, beta 2. And directly it it's connected with what? Beta 1 and beta 2. Beta 1 and beta 2. See here. See here. This is the PPG. This is the PPG. Just make a short note here, or concentrate more here. It's 143 and 2. 143 and 2. Positively charged amino acid, the histidine. The histidine. Beside other positively charged amino acids, but the most important is 143 and 2. Amino acid number 143 and 2 in both beta 1 and beta 2 binds what? PPG, because it's highly negatively charged. So through ionic bond, it binds with the positively charged histidine in the central cavity. This is beta 1 and this is beta 2, as you can see. So it binds to the central cavity between the in the hemoglobin. What is the effect? This is the important.
Increase glycolysis. Increase glycolysis.
No, no. See here. No, no. Just an introduction. Also, the PPG, it's from glycolysis comes, but who synthesizes it? The RBCs. What stimulate the RBCs to produce PPG?
Low oxygen.
ممتاز. So what is the effect of PPG binding to hemoglobin?
Increase oxygen affinity. Increase oxygen affinity.
Decrease. See here. What stimulate RBCs to produce PPG? Low oxygen. So the stimuli here is low oxygen. Stimulate the RBCs to synthesize or produce the PPG. Then PPG binds to the central cavity of hemoglobin, thus lower the affinity between hemoglobin and oxygen, thus stimulate the hemoglobin to release more oxygen. Because as we will see in the next lecture, inshallah, alleviation. As we will see, hemoglobin can bind how many oxygen?
Four.
The release of the first oxygen for hemoglobin is easy. But hemoglobin will not release number 2, 3, 4, the three remaining oxygen easily. It needs some stimuli to release them. What stimulated? PPG and other things, as we will see. So as you know, it's logic. What stimulate the synthesis of PPG?
Low oxygen.
So it stimulate, it means it tells the hemoglobin that here there is a low oxygen and there is a need, that this tissue need you to release whatever you have of oxygen. So it is logic. What stimulate their synthesis? Low oxygen. Thus they stimulate the release of remaining oxygen in hemoglobin. Clear? ورايحين نعيدها ان شاء الله بالمحاضره الجايه بس بعد فيه. The last topic fetal hemoglobin. Fetal hemoglobin, the one that we studied is adult hemoglobin. Now the fetal hemoglobin. Fetal hemoglobin is nearly similar in the structure of adult with one short differences. Is that, see here, 143, the amino acid here, and 143 in beta 1 and beta 2. What do we call it? What is the?
Histidine.
It is what charge? This is in the adult. See the differences. In the fetal, it is serine amino acid. This is why we call it the gamma amino globulin, not the beta now. So the adult, we say that the hemoglobin is made up of 2 alpha and 2 beta, while in fetal hemoglobin, it is 2 alpha and 2 gamma. What is the difference between beta of the adults and gamma? Is mainly histidine, or the amino acid number 143. In adult, it is histidine. It is positively charged. While in fetal, it is serine. Serine is uncharged, neutral, uncharged. If it is uncharged, what is the effect on BBG? It does not bind tightly here. If it does not bind tightly, what will happen? Okay, see here, it lets release, okay. But the BBG, احفظها من هون. BBG lower the affinity between oxygen and hemoglobin. Thus stimulate hemoglobin to release. Now, if BBG can't bind tightly to hemoglobin, what about the affinity? It will increase. This is why the fetus get the oxygen from the mother. The oxygen released from the mother will be cached from the fetus. Why? Because the hemoglobin of the fetus has more affinity for oxygen. Why? Because BBG can't bind tightly to hemoglobin of the fetus. So, what is the function of the BBG? Lower the affinity between hemoglobin and oxygen. Lower the affinity. لازم تحفظها هي. Thus stimulate hemoglobin to release it. If BBG can't bind tightly, it means higher affinity. BBG, if the BBG binds, it means it will lower the affinity between hemoglobin and oxygen. If it can't bind tightly, it means the affinity between hemoglobin and oxygen will increase. This is why the fetus has higher affinity for oxygen than the mother. This is why the oxygen released from the mother will be cached by the fetus. Exactly as hemoglobin and myoglobin. Who has higher affinity?
Myoglobin.
Why?
So keep it for the muscles.
ما بحكي لك عربي أنا بحكي لك why.
موجود بالقلب وبالعضلات.
يا زلمة. It is made of one polypeptide. بيرتبط مع CO2. بيرتبط مع بروتينات. بروتونات. بيرتبط مع BBG. So it has higher affinity. ما في BBG ولا في راح ناخذ باقي العوامل اللي راح تاثر على ارتباط الاكسجين مع الهيموغلوبين بالمحاضره القادمه ان شاء الله. واضح ليش الاكسجين الغاز ديفيوجن بين ذا مادر اند ذا فيتس. واي ذا اكسجين ريليز فروم ذا مادر ويل بي كاش باي ذا فيتس. واضح. انت عندك اي سؤال يسأل؟ قديش ساعه؟